Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
But we'll start this afternoon with that story, which keeps on developing here at RTE. The RTE Director General, Dee Forbes, tendered her resignation with immediate effect this morning. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, has said he would encourage Dee Forbes to participate in upcoming Oireachtas committees so the facts are known. For the very latest, I'm joined by independent.ie journalist Gabia Gatavetskaite. Gabia, you're very welcome to the programme. Things keep on moving here and we're waiting for more and more information. It's like a drip feed at this stage. But that resignation this morning, how has RTE reacted?
Yeah, it's really been quite a dramatic couple of days. Of course, we had Dee Forbes, who was suspended initially, and now we are hearing from her this morning that she has handed in her resignation. Really quite, you know, I would say an explosive statement on her part. You know, she's basically making it very clear that she did not act alone. It wasn't really the decision just for herself to make. We're hearing from the RTE board that they will issue a comprehensive statement tomorrow afternoon. But really what's breaking politically this lunchtime is how this is going to play out indeed on the Oireachtas. We know that the media committee and the public accounts committee, they both want to see RTE bosses come in and politicians get the chance to grill them. So special powers have now are likely to be granted to the public accounts committee, which will allow TDs to probe this RTE scandal. So basically what's going to happen is that, well, I suppose what's already really happened is that there's a special standing order that will put PAC's meeting on Thursday under its remit, and it'll mean that there's a number of bosses from RTE who will be able to be hauled in and questions asked of them.
And do we know yet who will attend those committees at the Oireachtas? Who from RTE, what executives, or who have they invited?
It's not clear who will attend. RTE have signalled that there will be some representation, but it's not clear who. The Public Accounts Committee has invited all members of the RTE Executive Board since 2017, as well as current, past and acting Director Generals, as well as the Head of Commercial, the Chief Financial Officer, the Head of Audit Risk and the Head of Legal, as well as a senior civil servant from the Department of Media. And there's a similar swathe of bosses who have been invited before for the media committee as well. It's not clear who's actually going to show up. TDs this afternoon really very frustrated with Dee Forbes, who of course, because she resigned from RTE, really leaves her that as a private citizen, and you can't, I suppose, force her to come into the committee. But they're saying that it'll be extremely damaging if she does not come in before the PAC.
And that, when you say RTE will make a comprehensive statement, just to be clear, tomorrow, is that the RTE board or the executive board, the managers who run the organisation day to day?
So this is the RTE board. They came out today and they said that they accept Dee Forbes' resignation. They're saying that they will make this comprehensive statement, which will set out its understanding of the circumstances surrounding the misstating of Ryan Tuberty's earnings across 2020 and the 2022 period tomorrow afternoon. They're saying that the circumstances which led to the misstatement of that, I think it's 120,000 of Ryan Tuberty's earnings from 2017 to 2019, they're being separately reviewed by Grant Thornton and therefore will not be included in tomorrow's statement. I think we're also expecting a part of that Grant Thornton review, which was initially presented to bosses, which really, you know, sparked this entire controversy. A part of that may be published, and that would be quite significant to see what's in that report also.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have asked the RTE Executive Board some questions about their level of knowledge of the payments controversy, and if we get a significant response, we will bring it to you for sure. Can I ask you, how long more will this be front page news in your opinion, Gabia? Because they say when any organisation or a person is front page news for a week or so, it signals severe trouble. I think the severe trouble is here already.
Yeah, look, it's. I think Catherine Martin said, you know, it's almost an existential crisis in RTE. I don't think there is an almost. You know, this is very much so a crisis point for RTE. I think we're on day five now of the scandal that ran all throughout the weekend, and it's likely to run all this week and probably well into next week as well, because of course if we do have those committee sittings, how are they going to go down, how many questions are going to be answered, who's going to show up to them, perhaps more importantly. And also of course we are going to be waiting now for perhaps 7 months if not more for this review that the government has requested, independent review, to be carried out, and once that is concluded and published.
But sorry to cut across you. When you mentioned 7 months, in case listeners are wondering about that timeline, I think it's accepted quite readily by all political contributors so far, and certainly in government, that it can't dwindle that long. There has to be a conclusion or significant contributions over the next number of days. Is that right?
So I did ask the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, about just this today, and I said, look, is the public expected to wait 7 months for really any sort of answers? And he's saying that it's important not to rush this process, that there is due process that everyone, is entitled to. And, you know, like the government has been talking about reviewing the TV licence for many, many years, and it's not just this government, but it's previous governments. You know, we're now in June, almost July 2023. That still hasn't happened. A report from the Future of Media Commission recommended to scrap the TV licence. The government said, no, we're not going to do that. They put in place this, group of civil servants to go off and figure out how to reform the TV licence. That report has been sitting at Catherine Martin's desk since the end of March. That's not going anywhere. So I think it'll be a long time yet before we see this independent review take place, go to government, and actually many decisions actually made on it by this government. If it'll even be by this government, perhaps it'll be the next one.
But the union members in RTE coming up with a very strong statement after quite an angry meeting, it seems, as well today. And it seems from what they're saying that they're worried about the crisis, and that the crisis may be prolonged. They're worried that advertising might take a hit here, that the funding model of RTE is being paused by the government. And people, I suppose, are worrying that if this continues, there could be a significant shortfall in how RTE is financed, and that could have wider impacts in terms of jobs and salaries.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting that, it's understandable politically. The government is saying, look, we're going to pause our review of the TV licence because it doesn't want to be seen to be giving RTE any more money at a time where RTE is seen to be, huge questions asked over how it handles money. However, that issue of how the TV licence is, how it operates, how it funds the broadcaster, all those issues remain, and they're going to remain until those problems are resolved. So even though unions welcomed the announcement with the NUJ, now they're seeing that any review must be transparent, done in a timely manner. The NUJ Irish Secretary, Seamus Dooley, he's warning that the external investigation should not be used as a reason to further delay the wider reform of public service broadcasting in Ireland, which, by the way, does not only involve RTE. It does perhaps maybe broadened out to local radio stations and so on. So politically, the government politicians don't want to be seen to be given RTE more money. However, on the other hand, the longer this is allowed to go on for, it does pose serious questions for how the broadcaster operates, and any of those existing problems, leaving the scandal aside, any of those existing problems that were already in place, they're not going to be solved until the TV licence is reformed.
Can I ask you, Gabby, before I let you go, and separately to all of this, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar was heckled during his opening address of the Neutrality or Security Forum in Dublin Castle. What can you tell me?
Yes, so this is the third day of the Neutrality Forum. We've already seen sessions take place in Cork and Galway, and we're going to see the forum now take place over 2 days in Dublin Castle. So yes, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar did see a little bit of heckling. Now, I was at the forum in Cork, and it was nothing compared to the reception that Tánaiste Dé Mícheál Martin received down there, when he really couldn't even read out his address because people kept standing up and heckling, and protests were taking place. There was a little bit of disruption this morning. morning. Former independent candidate in the Dublin Bay South by-election, Peter Dooley, you know, he stood up. He was the second person to stand up. He branded the forum as a sham. He accused Mr. Ratcliffe of serving the EU and Ursula von der Leyen, really interrupting his address. Now, the Taoiseach fired back and he said, look, some of the things that you're saying are true. Some of them are conspiracy theories. But there was people on the ground from the Department of Foreign Affairs. There was two protesters. They were hauled away to, I suppose, continue with the forum and allow the Taoiseach to make his address, which he did. And I think the rest of the day went on rather smoothly.
OK, we'll leave it there for the moment. Gabby Agatavetskaite from The Independent. Thank you very much indeed for the update.